You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national coming down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which we like to refer to as Friday Eve. It's the day before the Friday entering into the Christmas weekend. Hope you guys got your Christmas shopping done. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
It's coffee time. Coffee.
That's your answer. That's how you're doing. It's coffee time.
Got to get me through to Friday. I'm doing great.
Now coffee is the nectar of the gods.
Yes.
The elixir of life. It is, yes. It is necessary.
Is anybody else feeling that?
I'm there with you, brother. It's like, wow. Could I take a nap? No, because we got to do a radio show. So anyway, we got a great show laid on for you. 3:30 today. Oh, it's Thursday afternoon. We're going to do an episode of Butters and Lee. So that's coming up at 3:30. Stand by for that one. Lee from Huntsville calling in, working with Butters, and we just see what kind of opinions we opine. And then I got a triple dipper just full of stuff, man. So hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So I will be honest, I don't know when this has happened in quite some time, but I had two dippers left over yesterday because it was a one dipper day. It went viral. So there are two of them on the list today that were sitting here on the desk waiting for me, and I did the research on a third, so we got a full show. Number one coming up, climate change chicken littles. It's amazing to me. You know, I shouldn't be amazed anymore, but every once in a while they come up with new stuff that I'm still amazed. How do climate change activists even tie their shoes? Well, we're going to talk about it. It's a dangerous world out there, don't you know? Climate change, chicken littles. We'll talk about that. Number one, triple dipper. Number two, duty honor country. This is one that didn't come together the way I thought it would. I was actually going into a segment to resource for the show. And I was going to do it on, you know, the failures of the current administration to recruit and all that kind of stuff and to build out the robust nature of a military force that we need in today's world. And it wasn't too far into it when I quickly found a couple of stories that just like made me feel better, to be honest. And so I did it. There are a number of people, I'm not even going to scratch the surface, but there are a number who have sacrificed everything to go into the military service. I believe those people are still out there. We're going to talk about that. Duty, honor, country, number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, oh yeah, the wages of wokeness. When you get that woke, when you put the policies in place, when you decide to run your business or your academic institution on wokeness, well, it'll come back to bite you eventually. And we're going to see a whole bunch of examples of what I call the wages of wokeness, number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me move over here to my opening monologue, The Right Side Way, and I'll remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area, and Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way. They are epic good at what they do. They're open 7 days a week. They are in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations now around the Birmingham area, and I hear there's more coming. They'll see all ages. I'm just telling you, people, this is who I use personally, Southern Immediate Care. You need medical attention. I love these folks. You look them up, I think you'll be pleased. All right, let me just jump in here. Now, yesterday, like I mentioned, the show had this sort of viral state to it because of the Colorado ruling that did away, allegedly, with President Trump's ability to be on the ballot. More to come on that later, I'm sure. And there's a lot of talk right now about stealing the victory. You know what I mean. And I'll get back to more of that. But let me start by just saying that stealing the win, that ain't winning. Not by a long shot. If you have to lie, cheat, steal, or bribe someone to get your way, then you really haven't won anything. All you did was just show yourself to be a liar, a cheater, a thief, or a briber. Simple as that. Now, I read a story yesterday that I'd never heard before. Arguably, the best athlete of the first half of the 20th century was a man named Jim Thorpe. There was like nothing the man couldn't do. In the early 1900s, Jim Thorpe became a legend. He was a two-time All-American college football player. He went on to play in the early days of the NFL. He played for a short time as a professional basketball player. He also spent seven seasons in Major League Baseball with the New York Giants. He set records at everything he tried. He was on three national championship football teams. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's the first man to ever rush for 2,000 yards in a season. It's said that he also excelled at hockey, lacrosse, tennis, boxing, and even ballroom dancing. But it was his appearance at the 1912 Olympic Games that launched him into the hearts and minds of Americans. Jim Thorpe was orphaned as a young boy. Both of his parents and his twin brother all passed away, and Thorpe became a ward of the state. He wound up at a place called the Carlisle School in Oklahoma, where he saw some older boys practicing a high jump. So Jim, only 5'8", with no training at all, wearing a pair of old overalls, cleared the bar. And the next day, the Carlisle coach, a man that we all know as Pop Warner, he found him and asked to talk with him, and Thorpe is said to have asked him, "Did I do something wrong?" To which Coach Warner said, "No, son, you just beat the school high jump record." So Jim became an athlete, and what an athlete. No man set more records, won more championships, inspired more fans. He was epic. And then came the opportunity to compete for the U.S. team at the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden. Now, there's a picture that was taken of Thorpe while he was there. And if you look closely, you'll notice he's wearing mismatched shoes on one foot, and he's wearing, you know, multiple socks on one of those feet. And was this a style? I mean, was he a trendsetter? Was there something special about the shoes? Why were they mismatched? Why multiple socks? Well, because just before some of the events that Thorpe was slated to compete in, somebody stole his shoes. Well, it turned into a mad scramble with he and his coach trying to figure out what to do. The result was two mismatched shoes that someone had thrown in the trash. One of them was too small, but he squeezed his foot into it. The other one was too big, so he had to wear multiple socks on that foot to make it work. I mean, who does that? Who works so hard to gain an edge that sabotaging their opposition seems like the right way to get the win? But that's what apparently somebody was trying to do. Well, it didn't work for the bad guys. Smithsonian Magazine describes it like this. It says, quote, "Thorpe began the Olympics by just crushing the field in the pentathlon, which consisted of five events in a single day. He placed first in four of them, dusting his competition in the 1,500-meter run by almost 5 seconds. A week later, the three-day decathlon competition began in a pouring rain. Thorpe opened up the event by splashing down the track in the 100-meter dash in 11.2 seconds, a time that was not equaled again till the 1948 Olympics. On the second day, Thorpe's shoes were missing. Well, he and his coach put together a mismatched pair in time for the high jump, which Thorpe then won. Later that afternoon came one of his favorite events, the 110-meter hurdles. And Thorpe blasted the track in 15.6 seconds, again, a record. On the final day of competition, Thorpe placed third and fourth in the events that he was most inexperienced in, the pole vault and the javelin. And then came the very last event, the 1,500-meter run. It was a metric mile leg-burning monster that came after nine other events over 2 days, and he was still wearing mismatched shoes. Thorpe was known to be a very humble and a mild-mannered man. When King Gustav of Sweden hung one of his gold medals around his neck, he told Thorpe, "Sir, you are the greatest athlete in the world." And all Thorpe could think to say in reply was, "Thanks." Here's the thing. Jim Thorpe was an athletic juggernaut. He was virtually unstoppable in whatever sport he participated in. And someone, some sorry individual, decided that if you can't beat him, then cheat him. It was someone's really, really good idea, apparently, to try and keep the leader of the pack from having the chance to even compete at all. But it backfired in a big way. If anything, what it did was cement in the minds of the world that Jim Thorpe really was the greatest athlete in the world. I mean, look at the records he set. Running in the rain with mismatched shoes, one of them was too big, he had to wear extra socks. So I will take that story now, and I'll liken it to what's happening in politics. Y'all, we have to beat Biden. We have to. There's a great deal at stake right now. Things are happening that have the potential to negatively impact the future of this great nation by unwinding all that's been done in the past to establish it. But we're going to beat him the right way. But the left, on the other hand, sees the front runner as just too much of a juggernaut. They're so scared of a second Trump administration that they're willing to steal his shoes and try and slow him down. But stealing the win, that ain't winning at all, not by a stretch. The interesting thing right now is Thus far, it's backfiring on him. Just like Jim Thorpe with his mismatched shoes, Trump has gotten stronger in the polls every time they tried to block him, sue him, accuse him, impeach him. He continues to defy the efforts of the left to steal the opportunity for the good people of this nation to simply make up their own minds about him. I suspect that Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley both really wish the left would just shut up for a day or two, because every time they get some momentum in their own campaigns, the left does something to Trump and they have to address it and actually support Trump. In essence, even the other GOP candidates are having to support Trump against the left's attempts to steal his candidacy. You watch. There's going to be a poll soon that will have Donald Trump up by another 4 to 6 points. And the Supreme Court's then going to come out with a ruling, I would bet, that will unhinge half of the left's assaults on Trump's because they are so blatantly unconstitutional. And the people of Colorado and the other states and territories, they'll have the opportunity to actually vote. And the chips will just fall where they may. Yeah, you can steal a great athlete's shoes, but it may not slow him down at all. And truth be told, stealing the win, that ain't winning at all. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, Jim Thorpe, man, what a story. And can you imagine? He goes in there, he's barnstorming the first 2 days of the Olympics. Goes to put on his shoes for the next round and finds out they've been stolen. Doesn't slow him down a bit. Two mismatched shoes he pulls out of the trash, put on some extra socks, go out there and conquer the world. Well, that's what's happening politically right now. I'm not even saying I'm for Trump. I'm saying I'm for a fair election. And you just don't steal a man's shoes to try and win. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.